Hello everybody, my name is Rinke and I'm going to present today about Swarm, what's in it for me. And well, since FOSDEM is a developers conference, this is the developers edition. Here you see me in real life presenting. Unfortunately, right now I have to present behind my computer. Yeah, that's me. I work with Swarm. And I'm really excited to be here today. So thanks a lot for the invitation. I will speak, of course, about what is Swarm. Thank you for coming here. And I assume that you're interested in hearing about what this is. But yeah, since the goal of this presentation is about Swarm, what's in it for me? I will highlight three applications that are built on top of Swarm. And afterwards, I will introduce the Swarm paradigm shift. And the main goal of this presentation is to help you in making a choice on whether using Swarm makes sense in your stack. So as I said, I will first start with explaining what is Swarm. Well, Swarm is... it's not an application, first of all. It's not something that we intend end users to use directly. An analogy that I like to use when I'm explaining what is Swarm is that of a global hard drive. So Swarm can be seen as this global hard drive that is comprised of computers all around the globe that are working together in one network. And just as a normal hard drive, you can upload and download from it. Of course, being a global hard drive, these actions of uploading and downloading, you know, they work slightly different because if you upload a file to Swarm, what you essentially do is you split the file in many small pieces and we call them chunks. And these chunks are spread all around the globe. So it's literally the case that your file is hosted not on one of these computers of the network, but it spreads all across the network. So uploading comprises of splitting the file, which then are stored as chunks, and downloading, if you know the root reference of the file that you're looking for, or directory, whatever. If you download the file, you basically requests all these little puzzle pieces from the network, and the client that is requesting the content puzzles them together to show in the end the content that is requested by the user. Being this global hard drive, it is also the backbone basically of a virtual server, virtual decentralized server in this case. So you can host websites on it, and that will be important when we go to the applications and explaining the Swarm paradigm shift. But of course, you know, like, we don't do all these complicated things just to have a global hard drive. The fact that it is global, and the fact that all these chunks are split all around the globe, it brings very special properties, and I will list them right now. So Swarm is privacy preserving, and meaning that it's quite difficult to figure out who are the actors in the network, who is uploading, who is downloading, and also you don't need to ask anybody permission to either upload or download because the network is fully peer-to-peer and decentralized. So that's one very important feature. There are robust defenses against blocking or changing access to content once it is published. The network, you know, the contents auto-scale with increased demands, and the network also has economics inherently so that the network itself also scales with increased demand. The content is integrity protected, meaning that if you request a certain piece of content, that content is exactly what you're going to get and not something else. Also importantly, the swarm eventually forgets the content that is no longer relevant through preserve. So that is swarm really briefly. And if this went way too quick for you and you're